There's a lot of predictions going around for the next big event that's going to happen. We'll look at some that have no real foundation to support the claims, leading up to the most probable future event that some of the most influential world leaders seem to be very excited about. The first prediction we'll look at is a large earthquake that's supposed to hit Los Angeles and Las Vegas on June 6th. Ryan Garcia's ominous prediction is coming. Strong earthquake in Los Angeles and Las Vegas on June 6th. Back in March, boxer Ryan Garcia alarmed his followers with a series of tweets predicting a devastating earthquake that would destroy LA, Hollywood, and Las Vegas. Earthquake will strike LA and destroy Hollywood and Vegas, aka Sin City, Garcia wrote in a now deleted post. He later added, June 6th earthquake, bad. That post has been deleted, but Ryan Garcia recently said the same thing on a podcast.
I understand that, you know, Jesus is coming back, and I have predicted that there will be earthquake June 6th.
June 6th? June 6th. Any specific location or?
Just... LA and Vegas.
June 6th?
On June 6th of 2024. All right, that's where I'm going to leave it with.
The Bible does predict that earthquakes will increase in the last days in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and the book of Revelation, and also that people should desire the gift of prophecy. 1 Corinthians 14:1, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. When it comes to Ryan Garcia and the predictions that he's made, I think there could be multiple reasons, most of them not good for the things that he says. I think the most important thing that we can do in relation to Ryan Garcia and the things that he says is pray for him and for him to be guided by the Lord. The next event that's been predicted to be coming, and this one on June 6th as well, is more lockdowns. Theories were spreading online that Airbnb sent out an issue and a warning that large government-imposed weather-related restrictions was going to be coming on June 6th. A post in regards to this was shared on X and got almost 3 million views, and what it said was, it looks like new lockdowns for whatever pretenses are expected starting after June 6th. Expect governments restricting travel after June 6, 2024, claiming foreseeable weather events, leading to a government travel restriction or large-scale utility outage. Those are claims that, of course, were added by the person writing the post on X. What Airbnb actually came out and said was an update to their user agreement policy published on Airbnb.com on March 28th, the update said, this policy provides cancellation and refund support for our guests when unexpected major events like natural disasters, government travel restrictions, or weather events impact their ability to stay at a location. So it looks like Airbnb just updated their user agreements when it comes to people staying at Airbnbs when there's a large weather event or a government travel restriction, and how refund policies are actually processed. But where these theories kind of spread and made people really question what's going on is because this is practically the premise of the movie that the Obamas just made, Leave the World Behind.
There's something wrong with the TV. It's all messed up.
I wonder what that means.
Well, what could it mean? It could be over in a couple of hours.
You know something. I'm sure this will turn out to be a big nothing.
In this movie, a family who was on vacation staying at an Airbnb were there when America was attacked by China, and the family came back to their home, and there was now tension between the people who were staying at the Airbnb and the family who actually owned it. The parallels between the story of Leave the World Behind and Airbnb actually updating their user agreements to fit some type of scenario like that movie made people ask, was that movie some type of predictive programming? There's a lot of different claims people put out about predictive programming. The Simpsons is one.
A popular TV show predicted this would happen. The term, The Simpsons did it first, has proven the animated series correctly predicted events.
Where it seems like things they put in their show does seem to happen eventually in the future. Or a lot of themes that take place in movies starting to come to pass, such as Contagion in 2011, and then of course what we all experienced a few years ago. In regards to Airbnb June 6th lockdown, I don't believe that Leave the World Behind is predictive programming for that, but that doesn't mean that predictive programming doesn't exist. The mainstream news is the biggest distributor of predictive programming. That's what their misinformation is. It gives a false narrative that they want us to believe to control the way we think about specific topics. Which leads us to the most probable prediction that we're hearing more and more these days, and that's about the next big disease, Disease X.
World leaders gathering in Davos, Switzerland this week are going to discuss Disease X, a hypothetical virus 20 times deadlier than 19. Addressing a global pandemic is also something that a next U.S. president might face. But what exactly is a Disease X? According to the World Health Organization, Disease X represents the knowledge that a serious international epidemic could be caused by an unknown pathogen.
As of late, we're hearing more and more about the bird flu. This seems like this could be this Disease X we've been hearing about for years. Why the new human case of bird flu is so alarming? Bird flu spread from poultry to cattle to human provokes worry among feds.
Have you said in 2021 that bird flu is the next Disease X? And now World Economic Forum, WHO, CEPI, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovation, CDC, all have bird flu positioned as Disease X. That is the next.
If this bird flu is Disease X that we've been hearing about, everyone's favorite doctor, Bill Gates, has the answer for us.
Making the mRNA is really easy and really cheap. And that's the magic of this thing.
We need to invent easier to deliver vaccines that are just a patch you put on your arm or something that you inhale. And we also need factories that are standing by so we can build enough vaccines for the entire world within 6 months and achieve far better equity.
Whether this will be Disease X or not, preparations are being made either way. 5 million doses of vaccine against H5N1 avian flu being prepared. There's a lot of scriptures we could look at in relation to false predictions or prophetic timelines, but I think the most fitting passage for this video in relation to these topics is from Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision." Prophecy is an active gift that's still going on today, as well as the Lord gives us warning through prophecy of things to come in the future. God has also blessed us with wisdom, revelation, and discernment to look at things and understand what could be potential outcomes in many different situations. But what it comes back to at the end of the day is that our hope and our trust has to be fully in God's hands, because looking at Psalm 2, that's one of many verses that tell us he's fully in control of all things, so we should have no fear except the fear of the Lord and trusting in God and his timeline and whatever he wants to take place in the earth. Psalm 56, 3-4 is a great reminder that all of our trust and faith should be in God and not in any claim or prediction or any worry. Our faith and our trust needs to fully be found in God. Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me?